Xi Jinping demands Israel stop defending itself in first remarks on Hamas war. By Francis Martel on November 21, 2023. Chinese Communist dictator Xi Jinping delivered on Tuesday his first public speech on the conflict in Israel, beginning with an unprecedented terrorist attack on October 7, demanding a ceasefire immediately in Gaza but failing to condemn the genocidal terrorist organization Hamas. Israel declared war against Hamas on October 8, a day after Hamas terrorists invaded the country and went on a murder spree that resulted in an estimated 1,200 deaths, the abduction of about 250 people, thousands of injuries, and the destruction of entire communities. Hamas terrorists entered residential areas and went door-to-door killing entire families, including babies, the elderly, and the disabled. At a music festival, Hamas terrorists killed about 260 people, opening fire on crowds of concertgoers, gang-raping women to death, and mutilating the remains of those killed. Many of the terrorists participating in the assault filmed their crimes, some uploading videos of them to their victims' social media profiles. The Chinese Communist Party, a longtime supporter of violent Palestinian movements, has yet to condemn Hamas's actions on October 7. Xi Jinping did not mention Hamas at all in his statement on Tuesday. Xi made the remarks during an emergency meeting of the BRICS Economic and Security Cooperation Organization. China, India, Russia, Brazil, and South Africa are the core members of BRICS. The meeting on Tuesday also included members approved for entry into the group and expected to join in January, including Mideast nations Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE. China is gravely concerned that the conflict is causing enormous civilian casualties and a humanitarian disaster, and tends to expand and spill over, Xi told fellow BRICS nations, demanding first and foremost a ceasefire immediately. Hamas-friendly actors have been demanding a ceasefire since Israel announced a military operation in the Hamas stronghold of Gaza to eliminate the terrorist organization, preventing a repeat of the atrocities of October 7. Stop all violence and attacks against civilians. Release civilians held captive, and act to prevent loss of more lives and spare people from more miseries, Xi ordered. The collective punishment of people in Gaza in the form of forced transfer or water, electricity and fuel deprivation must stop. Xi did not express any similar concern for the Israeli people. Xi's relatively short statement also included complaints against states that have not supported the creation of a state of Palestine, presumably carved in part out of Gaza, which is governed by Hamas. I have emphasized on many occasions that the only viable way to break the cycle of Palestinian-Israeli conflict lies in the two-state solution, in the restoration of the legitimate national rights of Palestine, and in the establishment of an independent state of Palestine, Xi insisted. There can be no sustainable peace and security in the Middle East without a just solution to the question of Palestine. Xi concluded with a call for an international peace conference and a congratulatory note to BRICS for being an important platform for emerging markets and developing countries to strengthen solidarity and cooperation and safeguard common interests. China's Global Times propaganda newspaper celebrated Xi's remarks as the voice of the alleged Global South, a term typically used to refer to underdeveloped countries in the Southern Hemisphere but one China has eagerly embraced for itself despite being both in the Northern Hemisphere and the second largest economy in the world. With similar or aligned positions on the Palestine issue, those countries, representing the Global South, are delivering a collective voice, the state outlet claimed, helping to advance a diplomatic solution to the crisis and underscoring the constructive role of the Global South in addressing hotspot issues today. Experts said. Some experts believe that Global South countries are generally on the side of justice, more sympathetic and supportive of the Palestinians and condemning Israel's indiscriminate killing of civilians in the Gaza Strip. It continued, predicting China could play a significant role in de-escalating the conflict. The BRICS summit preceded a meeting of Arab foreign ministers in Beijing on Monday intended to give the Chinese Communist Party a voice in the region. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi similarly used the occasion to demand Israel stop its self-defense actions against Hamas. China is a good friend and brother of Arab and Islamic countries. We have always firmly safeguarded the legitimate rights and interests of Arab and Islamic countries and have always firmly supported the just cause of the Palestinian people, Wang declared. China is currently committing an ongoing genocide against Muslim people in East Turkestan, a region west of China that the Communist Party has occupied for decades. Xi Jinping has personally spearheaded an effort to eliminate the Uyghur people and other Muslim ethnic groups in East Turkestan, building hundreds of concentration camps used to indoctrinate, sterilize, torture, enslave, and kill Muslims. Most of the world's Muslim governments have offered no public objections to the Muslim genocide by China.